Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I expect the football to be much better this weekend. Still some big spreads. I mean, we're looking at teams, you know, Kansas City, obviously at home, supposed to be cold too. We'll get into all that when we get into the picks. Detroit at home, which I think that could be a very, I mean, that what I want to see with Washington there. And the more I think about this, and I'll get into it with the picks. It's all right. We're doing it. I can give a little bit away. I think, to me, I'm not taking the points at Washington. I'm doing one of two things. I'm taking Detroit, if I were a gambling man, which I happen to be. In my mind, I'm either taking Detroit to be what they've been all year, a dominant team, especially in that building. And Goff, that offense, Montgomery's coming back. That offense in that building, they're kind of unstoppable. And they've steamrolled. So they are the best team. I think I saw a stat in the last year and a half, or is it the last two full years? They are the best team against the spread in the Super Bowl era. Like, that's how they, the best team at covering the spread in the Super Bowl era. They have dominated teams. And so, to me, it's going to go one of two ways. You never know, but I'm not going to bother taking the points. I'm either taking Detroit or I'm going to take Washington on the money line because I'm going to take a chance there. I just have a feeling this kid is freaking special. And if this game, if they're in this game, and let's say the defense isn't playing well, they're banged up, obviously, Detroit. They've had the week off, finally. They needed it after their bye being so early in the season. They got the week off. Jaden Daniels has now won. They have won five consecutive games. Now, against some of the weaker opponents, of course, you know, Saints being one of them. But they have now won five consecutive games on the final play of the game. Five. Atlanta, the Saints, last week. Five consecutive games winning on the final play of the game. The Eagles after Hurts went down with the concussion. He just has a knack for winning these games. And even though, you know, like last week, no turnovers, no punts, but a couple of times on fourth down, not making the play. Like, he's not perfect, but when the game's on the line, like, he just has a knack to get down the field. And I think he's going to take this game into his hands. So, like, in my mind, if this game is close and there's pressure on Detroit that is a heavy front-running team, and, you know, maybe a close game and Campbell makes crazy decisions, like, to me, I'm either going on one of two things. Detroit's going to steamroll and be the team we expect them to, and Washington had a great win at Tampa, and it's a great start to the career of Jaden Daniels, and Detroit's just too much for him. Or this becomes a crazy game at the end, and Washington finds a way to win. So I'm probably going to end up taking Detroit and then sprinkling a little bit on the Washington money line because I just think this kid is special. And I'm so jealous that the Giants don't have him, and I'm so pissed off he's in this division. And I just have a weird feeling where if this game, like, I think he's a closer. And I know it's his rookie season, and again, I'm talking about games against the Saints. He shouldn't even have to worry about finishing off the game against the Saints or Atlanta or, you know, Tampa Bay. Let's be honest. If if Baker doesn't fumble that handoff, they probably win that game relatively easy. It felt like it was going that way. But when it comes down to it and plays need to be made, I just trust this guy as much as maybe anyone this side of, obviously, Patrick Mahomes or Lamar or Josh Allen to make plays. So I think that's going to be interesting. Those two games, I'm trying to find a way to think Houston can make things close. I just don't know if I can. We'll get into this with the picks, but if this were a regular season game, what typically gets played with Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes is you take the number, take the points. They're terrible in these big spread games. Anything over a field goal, you take the points. Anything under a field goal or a dog, you take Patrick Mahomes. But in the playoffs, a dome team going out to a cold weather stadium where it's supposed to be like 20 degrees at Arrowhead, taking on Patrick Mahomes and a Kansas City Chiefs team that's getting healthier, Andy Reid, week to game plan against a Houston team that, makes big plays occasionally. That's really what he does. He makes big plays, Stroud, from time and again, like he did on the botched snap and fumble. But I just don't think there's enough there in this game. To me, I think there's a hard time envisioning that game being a good game. And I think that's probably the only one, although I do think Philadelphia kind of rolls. Philadelphia, that's the kind of game where they didn't perform well last week, and everyone, a lot, I would suspect, I don't know, I haven't seen the number move that much, I don't know where the money is, but I would think that Los Angeles played well, their offense moved the ball, they beat Sam Darnold and the Vikings. Philadelphia, yes, beat Green Bay, but they didn't play well, didn't get their passing game going at all, he's reading books on the sidelines, and it's like, but again, another team going out into the elements in Philadelphia. Saquon Barkley had 255 rushing yards the last time they played. 255 rushing yards. A lot of big numbers, but I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of covers. Or we're going to get the big-time upset. Where does the upset come from? If I had to choose where the upset comes from, obviously I'm a Giant fan, I would choose the Rams to beat Philadelphia because as much as you play the game, right? As much as you play the game trying to beat Kansas City, because ultimately I don't want to see Kansas City three-peat. I don't. I want to see them lose. I want to see them go down. I don't want to see it against Houston, though. I do want the game, right? I want the winner of Buffalo, Baltimore to then go finish the final boss and take care of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. I want to see that game. I don't want to see the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen lead a last-second drive in an unbelievable game and win 31-30 with a last-second touchdown and then welcome in the Houston Texans and then blow them out by 40 on their way to a Super Bowl. I want that. I want the winner of this Baltimore-Buffalo game to have to go into Kansas City and do it. So we'll see if there is an upset, if we do get this chalky kind of divisional playoffs, as we pretty much did in the wild card round. But I do think the championship game, if you get Detroit, Philadelphia, and then you get either Baltimore or Buffalo, it doesn't even matter, against Kansas City, that's going to be a sexy championship Sunday. You have to admit, as bad as, as much as this team's been, the league's been top heavy, and as bad as last week was, and as bad as some teams that were able to get into the playoffs are, if you are looking at what we expect next week, Kansas City versus Buffalo or Baltimore and Philadelphia versus Detroit, that's a pretty damn good championship weekend.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I'm just, and the reason I'll be pulling for Buffalo is I guess it doesn't really matter to me. I'll be rooting for whoever wins that game. I'll be rooting for them against Kansas City. But I guess it's because of the 18 seconds, and I felt like Josh Allen had them beat, and it just, without a fault of his own, slipped through his fingers. I'd love to see Josh Allen get another crack at Kansas City. I'd like to see either of them get another crack at Kansas City. But, I mean, you just can't kill these guys in these games. It's unbelievable. But we'll see. We'll get more into the games as we get to the picks. I do think we're in store for... If I was going to say the major upset, I would think Washington over Detroit has the chance for that. Because I just love the quarterback. I love Jaden Daniels. Love him. Absolutely love him. Every time I say Jaden Daniels, jerk over there whispers Tommy DeVito. Every single time. I'm just, Giant fans, not to get back into the tanking conversation, but honestly, just for a second, as we really haven't talked about the Giants much, not a lot going on with them over the last couple of days, but I talked about their quarterback situation and, you know, maybe whether or not Dak Prescott makes any sense, which, by the way, all the reports are that Deion Sanders would take the Cowboy job if offered. And I'm just saying, if that happens, if Deion Sanders is the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, it could get interesting with Dak Prescott. And if you don't think you'd be excited about a Giants team with Dak Prescott, you're wrong. You will get excited because they might actually win. But to get back on the tank conversation for a second, for those of you who yell at me about tanking, for the Bretts of the world and everybody else who tells me it's about winning the game, I'm sure all the fans at the stadium are real happy to see them lose. All the stuff, it's about winning. How could you root against your team? Now that we're away from it, now that it's been a couple weeks, we're watching playoff football, we're talking about Dak Prescott, or we're talking about the draft, or talking about quarterback situation, head coaches, divisional playoffs, we're a couple weeks away from it. Can you honestly tell me that you're glad they won that Colt game? Like, honestly, be honest with me. Even for those of you who might have been glad in the moment and rooted for it and were there. And even if you came up with the sappy story of it was the first game my son's been to and now he'll be a Giant fan forever. Like, honestly, are you glad that they don't have the first pick in the draft? Are you happy they won that meaningless game? Like, how could you possibly In the moment, fine, sure. They won the game. Maybe they made you feel better on a Sunday, and you hate tanking, and you hate people who think like me, and so it made you happy. But now you're removed from it. Are you happy? Now we're a year plus removed from Tommy DeVito beating Green Bay and beating Bill Belichick and beating the Eagles the last game of the year. Do you wish they had Jaden Daniels right now? Or are you happy with those victories? We could be sitting right now at the top of the draft. The world would be our oyster. You'd have a choice of any quarterback you want or trade out of it and get anything you want. They would be in so much of a better spot with so many more options if they were picking first in the draft. They would be more suited to get back to playing this time of year. Like, it's not about the Colt game at the end of the year to get their third win of the season and avoid a 0-9 home schedule. It's about playing on Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. And Jaden Daniels is doing it. Tommy DeVito's not. Drew Lock isn't. Beating the Colts meant nothing. It meant nothing. Beating Green Bay with Tommy DeVito in New England, it meant nothing. And you could tell me all day long, Sanders isn't good, Cam Ward isn't good, you could still get Jackson Dart, blah, 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 blah. Noise to try and make you feel better of the fact. And the fact is, the Giants are worse off than they would have been if they lost the game. And honestly, who the hell cares now that we're 2 weeks away? That they have 3 wins instead of 2. Can you honestly tell me that matters to you in the slightest? If we were looking at it and they were the first overall pick in the draft, and you go, well, I mean, they only have 2 wins. Does it make you feel better that they have 3? It's so stupid to me. I'll never understand it. I will never ever be able to come to the understanding on how anybody would rather win that game and have a 3 in the win column as opposed to a 2 instead of a 1 in the draft order as opposed to a 3. It's a world of difference, and particularly this draft. So stupid! I'm so annoyed at it. It still is eating at me. As I'm watching Jaden Daniels, and I'm telling you, I think he might beat Detroit in Detroit. And I wonder what, and again, I forgot to bring this up again. What do we, the other conversation, we'll get to it after the picks and everything, because I'm curious what the loss would mean to you. As a Jet fan, and Aaron Glenn being one of the main, if not the best, and most likely candidate to be the next Jet head coach, would it matter to you if Washington goes in there and upsets the Detroit Lions, and Jaden Daniels goes in there and puts up 40? They're banged up, I know, but would it matter to you? Does the game matter if you're a Brian Flores guy? Did it matter to you that he lost against the Lions and lost last week against the Rams? Does it matter? I'm just curious. Because if I'm getting a defensive head coach, better have a defensive guy who shuts down great quarterbacks.